Without renewal, we are our own worst enemy. Our brains don't think logically under pressure. When things get hard, our minds shift into fight or flight mode. And in fight or flight, the brain's only goal is to escape, get out, stop. And that's exactly why so many people quit too soon. Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith. I want to talk about something I think we've all experienced, but rarely admit it out loud. The moment when excitement or hope quietly slips away. You know the one. You start something new, maybe a business idea, maybe a project, maybe even bold steps in your personal life, and you're buzzing with anticipation. You can't stop imagining the possibilities. You feel light. You feel alive. You wake up thinking about it. You go to bed dreaming about it. You're sure this is it. This is the thing I need. And then, without any big event to cause it, that excitement just packs up and leaves. Sometimes it's sudden. Other times it's subtle, almost sneaky. You don't even notice it's gone until something heavier takes its place. Suddenly you're dragging instead of running, you're hesitating instead of moving, and you're just doubting instead of dreaming. That's the moment I want to sit in with you today. That sinking feeling moment, because I've learned that if we don't recognize it for what it is, it will quietly take us out. When momentum slows down and heaviness creeps in, it's not just about losing motivation. No, it's deeper than that. It's like a shadow falling across the room. Suddenly your mind is flooded with thoughts that sound so convincing, so rational, but they're quietly sabotaging you. Thoughts like, this isn't good enough, you're not ready, this is just going to be another disappointment or a thing that doesn't work out. And here's the tricky part. Everything will sound logical. They disguise themselves as a reasonable caution, but what they really do is rob you of the very energy that got you started. I've been here more times than I can count, and what I've noticed is this. The real problem usually isn't the work itself. It's that somewhere along the way, my confidence shifted. In the beginning, I was resting in God's plan for my life. I trusted He opened the store. I trusted He would equip me. But then slowly, without even realizing it, I shifted from His ability to mine. From His strength to my strength. And that moment I do, the moment I try to carry it on my own shoulders, anxiety rushes in to fill the gap. These days, when that heaviness shows up, I ask myself a simple question. If I truly believed this was going to work out, would I still feel this way? Almost every time the answer is no, which tells me something important. The heaviness isn't really about the situation itself. It's about uncertainty. It's about not knowing how it ends. And fear always gets loudest when the outcome isn't guaranteed. But that's exactly where faith is supposed to live. If we already knew how it would end, we wouldn't even need faith. We wouldn't need peace. We wouldn't even need God in the process. We'd already have it. That's why God didn't design us to only move when we're certain. He designed us to trust Him when we're not. I'll never forget one Christmas season in my retail business. It had been a very slow year, painfully slow, and Christmas was usually my busiest, most exciting time. Boxing Day was always my biggest revenue day of the year. But that year, I had nothing really to sell, no product in my shop. And in my mind, that meant I had no opportunity to make sales. I felt embarrassed. I felt like I had failed the plan well enough. And now I was about to miss the one day that could make or break the year. My thoughts spiraled hard. You should have figured this out earlier. You're going to miss it. You've let your business down. But here's what I've learned. God's plans are rarely limited by what's in our hands. On a nudge, I decided to try something that made no sense. I opened pre-orders for Christmas decor on Boxing Day. I didn't even have the product yet. I'd have to get it manufactured after the orders came in. On paper, it was ridiculous. But in 2 days, we brought in over $70,000 in sales. It became my biggest sale event ever. And that moment taught me something I never forgot. I tend to maximize the weight of what if this doesn't work instead of magnifying the truth of God's character. And when I do that, I rob myself of the peace I could have had all along. And let me tell you something I've noticed. The enemy has a pattern. At the beginning, he tries to convince you it's not possible. And if he can't stop you there, he'll meet you in the middle and whisper, it's not enough. And if you believe him, you'll miss the blessing that's right in front of you. And that's why I've had to get intentional about silencing the noise. Sometimes that means leaving my phone behind, going to find a quiet spot in the middle of nature, opening scripture until the anxiety starts to quiet down and peace takes its place, until a new perspective takes its place. Here's the thing. Our minds are not naturally wired to help us succeed. It's wired for survival. And survival mode is almost always negative. They've actually done studies that show the majority of our thoughts are negative. Let that sink in. The default of the human brain is not optimism. It's caution. It's fear. It's what if this doesn't work out? Which tells me something huge. When God said to renew your mind daily, he wasn't giving us a religious box to check. He wasn't saying, read your Bible every morning or else. He was protecting us. He was pointing us to the only thing strong enough to break the cycle of destructive thought patterns. Because without renewal, we are our own worst enemy. Our brains don't think logically under pressure. When things get hard, our minds shift into fight or flight mode. And in fight or flight, the brain's only goal is to escape, get out, stop. And that's exactly why so many people quit too soon. It's not because their dream wasn't possible. It's because one bad day, one heavy emotion convinced them it was over. Think about that. One day of discouragement, one temporary feeling can completely alter the trajectory of your future. That's why renewal isn't optional. That's why it has to be daily. Because if you don't renew your mind, you'll make permanent decisions out of temporary emotions. You'll walk away from the very thing God put on your heart, not because it wasn't working, because your mind told you it wasn't worth it. So renewing your mind isn't just about being extra spiritual. It's about survival. It's about making sure your thoughts don't sabotage the life God is trying to lead you into. And so today, I don't want to just talk about renewing your mind. I want to help you do it. Because when discouragement is loud, we need to flood our minds with truth. So right now, I want to share a few verses with you. And as you hear them, picture them replacing the heaviness in your mind with something solid and unshakable. One, when you feel alone or forgotten. The verse is, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Two, when the future feels uncertain. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Three, when you feel like giving up. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Four, when you need strength for the next chapter. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Five, when it feels impossible. For nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1:37. And you know what? Let's do one more. Six, when fear tries to take over. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. So I want you to pay attention to which verse you need to cling to today. Which one feels like it was written for the exact season you're in? That's the power of renewing your mind. It's not just positive thinking. It's replacing lies and fear with truth that never changes. So if anxiety has been loud in your life lately, I want you to ask yourself two questions. One, if I knew this would work out, would I still feel this way? And two, what if God is working this together for my good, even if it doesn't look the way I planned? Because here's the truth. I'm going to be okay no matter what happens. You're going to be okay no matter what happens. Not because every situation turns out the way we want it to, but because God's character doesn't change when our circumstances do. So when that heavy feeling shows up, don't just try to ignore it or shove it down. Don't shame yourself for it. Just redirect it. Say out loud, this matters. That's why I feel this way, but my feelings don't get to make decisions. My faith does. And then take the step. Even if your voice shakes, even if your stomach turns, even if you don't feel ready, because trust is built in motion. In peace, it often shows up after you've moved, not before.